Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Hey, Kyle, what's up?
What's up, Melissa?
What's up? What'd you do this weekend?
Not much. I was kind of preparing because, you know, Austin's out this week. Mm-hmm. He's on vacation with his family. Very well deserved. Not mad at all. So a lot of my time was spent like kind of getting ready for this week, but I was also seeing some family.
Oh, that's nice.
And I shared a story that I kind of regret now sharing.
You regret sharing it?
Yeah, so I'm very embarrassed about this, actually. So when I was in eighth grade, we were just kind of talking about like growing up, the mischief we would get into. And I was talking about how when I was in eighth grade, I snuck out once.
In eighth grade, you snuck out?
In eighth grade. There was some girls I was crushing on that lived in my neighborhood.
You're only in eighth grade.
So my mom was asleep. My brothers and my sister, I think, were awake and at home. But I decided I was just going to sneak out to, you know, be Mr. Cool Guy. But I didn't want to wanted to play it smart. So I ended up just like acting like I was sleeping downstairs. And I like tucked in like pillows to make it look like my body. And then I put a volleyball as my head. And
what?
Then I put, because I have a lot of hair, I put like a hat over the face to be like,
okay,
I'm in the clear.
Sounds like a movie.
So I snuck out, came back. I was like, I'm in the clear. And as I'm like walking out of my living room, my brother walks in and I had to, you know, play it cool. Like I was like just waking up. So I went, oh, what's going on, man? And he started dying laughing. And I'm like, what's going on? He goes, we caught you. I was like, what do you mean? So I guess when my brother passed by our living room, he had saw that I was sleeping with a hat on my head and was like, what? Like, why is he sleeping with a hat on? Like, what an idiot. And he took the hat off and the volleyball fell off.
Oh my God.
So I got caught so bad right there. And I was like, you're not going to tell mom, are you? He goes, no, we're not going to tell mom, but don't do that again.
Oh, so did you get a girlfriend out of it?
I did not get a girlfriend out of
Kyle.
It, Melissa. I know, it's even worse if you think about it.
Jeez.
But now I'm curious. 312-946-4995. When did you get caught sneaking out? Look, we're not going to rat on you here. We're not going to tell your mom you were sneaking out, but everybody has one of those stories, right?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Melissa!
Mine's probably worse than yours.
Oh, I can't wait to hear your story next. 312-946-4995. Of course, we're going to hear Melissa sneaking out, but when did you get caught sneaking out? And look, if you want to call with a fake name so we don't tell your mom or your dad anybody, we'll be cool. We're cool.
We're the coolest.
We're so cool. We're not going to rat you out. 312-946-4995. When did you get caught sneaking out?
Kyle, you're so bad.
I'm just a bad boy. Hey, don't tell my wife about it, though. Do not tell her. Amanda and Valpo.
When did you get caught sneaking out?
So I was about 19, going on 20. I had just moved in back with my mom for a little while.
Okay.
So I found a place. And, I snuck out through the basement window. I told my sister, don't lock the window. And my stepdad ended up waking up, locked the door. So I got locked out. So I had to knock on the front door.
No way.
Wait, did your sister lock the window on purpose or was that just by accident?
No, it wasn't my sister that locked it. My stepdad had went in the basement to check on us, I guess for some reason, and noticed I wasn't there. But come on, I was 20 years old.
You're just living.
You're 20.
Where were you sneaking out to, if you don't mind us asking?
I was going out to hang out with some friends.
Okay. I'm sure innocent, appropriate fun.
Nothing too nefarious.
Nothing crazy.
No.
Of course.
But what did your parents say?
They said, you're 20. You didn't have to sneak out.
I actually love that response. Like, you're an adult now. Why are you sneaking out? Just go and come back responsibly. Now, Amanda, did you sneak out like a lot growing up? Because you sure had a system here.
No, I did not. That was my first time ever. I was like the innocent child in the family. So, no.
Until the age of 20. And then you're like, I'm going to rebel.
20, you're like, I'm a rebel without a cause at this point, guys. Lone wolf over
and
here.
And your parents are like, yeah, but you don't need to be, Amanda.
Fine. Yeah, you wasted your rebel time.
All right, yes.
Oh, Amanda, thank you so much for calling to share that story.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Now, Melissa, I need to know, what is your sneaking out story?
I should not have opened my big mouth.
I know. I don't know why you did this, but I'm so excited.
Okay. Guys, don't think like terrible of me, okay? I was 18.
Okay.
And I asked my parents if I could go on spring break with my friends to Florida, and they said no. So I lied to them and told them I was going to a friend's for a few days, and I hopped in my car and I drove down there.
And how'd you get caught?
Because I ran out of money. And I stopped and visited, stupid me, my aunt. And then my aunt contacted them, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, Melissa was down here. And I was
Melissa,
like, oh, my God.
Melissa.
See?
You're on a crime spree right now. You're a rebel without a cause. And you decide, you know what? Let's go see my aunt, who is not close to us. Where does your aunt live?
In Florida.
Your aunt in Florida? You didn't even think that maybe she was going to call?
That's how much I was not a bad kid and did a very bad kid thing.
Melissa.
And I paid the price after that. Boy, were my parents mad.
What did you do? What did they do?
I got grounded.
For how long?
For a month.
Oh, my Melissa.
And then I was mad for being grounded because everybody else's parents, my other three girlfriends' parents, said they could go and my parents said I couldn't. So I was mad at them.
Well, Melissa, maybe if you were better about lying.
I know. I kind of stink at it.
Yeah, you could have gotten better in that point.
No.